New Delhi, Muzaffarabad. In the most intense military exchange between India and Pakistan in over two decades, India launched a series of precision airstrikes early Wednesday morning under Operation Sindoor, targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POK. The action comes in the wake of the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack that killed 26 tourists. According to India's Ministry of Defense, 9 sites were struck during the cross-border operation, including the heavily fortified headquarters of proscribed terrorist organizations Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM, in Bahawalpur and Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET, in Maridki. Officials said the strikes were focused, measured, and non-escalatory, designed specifically to avoid civilian and military targets while neutralizing terror facilities used to orchestrate attacks on Indian soil. This was a calibrated response to prevent further cross-border terrorism. India has demonstrated considerable restraint in the selection of targets and method of execution, the Indian Defence Ministry said in a statement issued at 1:44 a.m. Pakistan, however, condemned the operation as an unprovoked act of aggression. Islamabad claimed that 6 of its territories were targeted, none of which were militant camps. A Pakistan military spokesperson said that 26 civilians had been killed and 46 injured, and that 2 mosques were among the structures hit. The Pakistani government also asserted it had shot down 5 Indian fighter jets, a claim yet to be independently confirmed. Heavy shelling across Lok. Following the strikes, the line of control, Lok, witnessed heavy shelling from both sides. Pakistani troops reportedly targeted the Karna sector in Kupwara district, to which the Indian Army responded, in equal measure, according to officials in Srinagar. Multiple civilian casualties were reported on both sides of the Lok. Schools were closed in Pakistani Kashmir, Islamabad, parts of Punjab, and Indian-administered Kashmir as a precautionary measure. The Punjab government in Pakistan also declared a state of emergency, with hospitals on high alert. Indian defense sources confirmed that the operation was based on credible leads and technical evidence, pointing to the involvement of Pakistan-based terrorists in the Pahalgam attack. JEM and LET have long been accused of orchestrating cross-border attacks, including the 2001 Indian Parliament attack, the 2016 Pathankot airbase strike, and the 2019 Pulwama suicide bombing. International response. India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval contacted his U.S. counterpart, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and briefed him on the operation. The Indian Embassy in Washington released a statement highlighting that India's actions were responsible, targeted, and designed to be non-escalatory. The statement also emphasized that only known terror facilities were targeted, avoiding any Pakistani civilian or military installations. Global reactions poured in swiftly. U.S. President Donald Trump termed the escalation a shame and urged both sides to exercise restraint. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the Chinese Foreign Ministry also called for de-escalation and dialogue. Secretary Rubio reportedly spoke to both Indian and Pakistani officials, urging open channels of communication. Operation Sindoor, a strategic shift. Named after the red vermilion Hindu symbol of marriage and commitment, Operation Sindoor marks a significant shift in India's counter-terrorism strategy. The scale and precision of the operation exceeded India's previous cross-border responses, such as the 2019 Balakot airstrikes following the Pulwama attack and the 2016 surgical strikes post-Uri. Adding further complexity to the situation, 3 Indian fighter jets reportedly crashed in different areas of Kashmir during the operation. Indian defense officials have yet to confirm this. The terrorist nexus. Officials noted that the Bahawalpur headquarters of JEM, which gained notoriety after India released Masood Azhar during the IC-814 hijacking in 1999, has remained a central hub of terror activities. Similarly, the LET's headquarters in Maridki, associated with the 2611 Mumbai attacks, remains a major concern for Indian intelligence agencies. Both Azhar and LET Chief Hafiz Saeed are designated global terrorists by the UN. Despite multiple international calls for action, both leaders have operated with relative impunity within Pakistan, Indian officials allege. As both sides brace for possible retaliation, the international community is watching closely. While India maintains its strikes were measured and precise, Pakistan has termed the action an act of war. With no formal dialogue underway and ceasefire violations continuing, tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors remain dangerously high. New Delhi, Muzaffarabad, in the most intense military exchange between India and Pakistan in over two decades, India launched a series of precision airstrikes early Wednesday morning under Operation Sindoor, targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POK. The action comes in the wake of the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack that killed 26 tourists. According to India's Ministry of Defense, 9 sites were struck during the cross-border operation, including the heavily fortified headquarters of proscribed terrorist organizations Jaish-e-Mohammed, JEM, in Bahawalpur and Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET, in Maridki. Officials said the strikes were focused, measured, and non-escalatory, designed specifically to avoid civilian and military targets while neutralizing terror facilities used to orchestrate attacks on Indian soil. This was a calibrated response to prevent further cross-border terrorism. India has demonstrated considerable restraint in the selection of targets and method of execution, the Indian Defense Ministry said in a statement issued at 1:44 a.m. Pakistan, however, condemned the operation as an unprovoked act of aggression. Islamabad claimed that 6 of its territories were targeted, none of which were militant camps. A Pakistan military spokesperson said that 26 civilians had been killed and 46 injured, and that 2 mosques were among the structures hit. The Pakistani government also asserted it had shot down 5 Indian fighter jets, a claim yet to be independently confirmed. Heavy shelling across Lock. Following the strikes, the line of control, Lock, witnessed heavy shelling from both sides. Pakistani troops reportedly targeted the Karna sector in Kupwara district, to which the Indian Army responded, in equal measure, according to officials in Srinagar. Multiple civilian casualties were reported on both sides of the Lock. Schools were closed in Pakistani Kashmir, Islamabad, parts of Punjab, and Indian-administered Kashmir as a precautionary measure. The Punjab government in Pakistan also declared a state of emergency, with hospitals on high alert. Indian defense sources confirmed that the operation was based on credible leads and technical evidence, pointing to the involvement of Pakistan-based terrorists in the Pahalgam attack. JEM and LET have long been accused of orchestrating cross-border attacks, including the 2001 Indian Parliament attack, the 2016 Pathankot airbase strike, and the 2019 Pulwama suicide bombing. International response. India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval contacted his U.S. counterpart, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and briefed him on the operation. The Indian Embassy in Washington released a statement highlighting that India's actions were responsible, targeted, and designed to be non-escalatory. The statement also emphasized that only known terror facilities were targeted, avoiding any Pakistani civilian or military installations. Global reactions poured in swiftly. U.S. President Donald Trump termed the escalation a shame and urged both sides to exercise restraint. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the Chinese Foreign Ministry also called for de-escalation and dialogue. Secretary Rubio reportedly spoke to both Indian and Pakistani officials, urging open channels of communication. Operation Sindoor, a strategic shift. Named after the red vermilion Hindu symbol of marriage and commitment, Operation Sindoor marks a significant shift in India's counter-terrorism strategy. The scale and precision of the operation exceeded India's previous cross-border responses, such as the 2019 Balakot airstrikes following the Pulwama attack and the 2016 surgical strikes post-Uri. Adding further complexity to the situation, 3 Indian fighter jets reportedly crashed in different areas of Kashmir during the operation. Indian defense officials have yet to confirm this. The terrorist nexus. Officials noted that the Bahawalpur headquarters of JEM, which gained notoriety after India released Masood Azhar during the IC-814 hijacking in 1999, has remained a central hub of terror activities. Similarly, the LET's headquarters in Maridki, associated with the 2011 Mumbai attacks, remains a major concern for Indian intelligence agencies. Both Azhar and LET Chief Hafiz Saeed are designated global terrorists by the UN. Despite multiple international calls for action, Both leaders have operated with relative impunity within Pakistan, Indian officials allege. As both sides brace for possible retaliation, the international community is watching closely. While India maintains its strikes were measured and precise, Pakistan has termed the action an act of war. With no formal dialogue underway and ceasefire violations continuing, tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors remain dangerously high.